Titan recovery. Our energies are destroyed because of the high tempo, the abnormal pace at which we go. Norman Vincent Peale. Titans understand the importance of working smart rather than working hard. They know that Titan action without Titan recovery leads to the depletion of the very personal assets that make them a Titan. Often, when we think of taking Titan action toward our goals, we focus only on the performance part, without realizing that the recovery part is equally important. A Titan recovery is perhaps the most commonly overlooked aspect of most achievers. Perhaps it's because most achievers feel they're not working hard enough, so the need for rest seems counterintuitive. They're more concerned about underperforming than overperforming. Did you ever wonder why, even though you're eating healthy and are exercising, you're still getting sick? Because when you just focus on the performance part and don't take care of the recovery part, this weakens your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to germs, especially during the flu season. What's the point of constantly taking action if you then have to call in sick or be at your 50%? For building your Titan life, you cannot afford to be sick or be at your 50%. This is why adding recovery time is essential for health, peak performance, and continued progression. Without recovering properly, you will stall your progress, or worse yet, reverse it. Besides, your body is wiser than you. Either you slow down or it will slow you down. Stress is not the enemy. Stress is not necessarily something bad. It all depends on how you take it. The stress of exhilarating, creative, successful work is beneficial, while that of failure, humiliation, or infection is detrimental. Hans Seeley. Stress is not the enemy. What's dangerous is not having any recovery period from stress. There are two types of stress. One, distress, or negative stress. This type of stress is the major cause of most health problems in the world. Stress hormones basically shuts down your life by shutting off your immune system, shutting your growth, and triggering reflexive behavior. Pharmaceutical companies love this type of stress as it creates more profits for them. 2. Eustress, positive stress. This type of stress is good for you. It provokes you to perform at your peak, to amp up your game. It works as a stimulus for growth and expansion, so you leave your comfort zone. It pushes you to the edges of your limits. The key to a Titan life is not to aim for a zero-stress life, but to reduce the amount of distress you allow in your life and to recover from the eustress you constantly put through to grow. How to recover like a Titan. Rest is not idleness, and to lie sometimes on the grass, under trees, on a summer's day, listening to the murmur of the water or watching the clouds float across the sky, is by no means a waste of time. John Lubbock. Recovery does not just take care of itself. It should be a planned element of any Titan. Titans, even when resting or having a good time, do so to give their mind, body, and spirit a break, so they can get back to being Titan with their energies renewed. To see results from your Titan action, you must give your mind, body, and spirit time to adapt and recover. Growth, whether mentally, physically, or spiritually, does not happen when you actually take action. Instead, it occurs while you recover. For a Titan, recovery doesn't mean lounging on the couch all day long doing nothing. Quite the contrary, a Titan recovery means actively recovering. The benefit of a Titan recovery versus lounging on the couch for hours is that it'll keep your ideas, blood, and spirit flowing. Here are some Titan recovery strategies. Mental recovery strategies. Your fishing hours should be as sacred as your business hours. Lin Yutang. Read books daily. Exercise. At least 5 days a week for at least 20 to 30 minutes each time. Practice a hobby at least once a week. Take a technology break at least once a week. Be unreachable. Discard the plan when you feel like it, but go back to it the next day. Leave your mobile phone out of the bathroom. Not only will the germs from the toilet and surrounding surfaces get onto your hand and end up on your phone, but also you need peace and quiet for this activity. Physical recovery strategies. Recovery is more important to me than actual training sessions due to the large number of games I have to play. Winding down and resting is a key part of my day-to-day routine and enables me to perform to the highest level in my profession and prolong my career. Cristiano Ronaldo. Low-intensity or deload workouts. Easy sessions at no more than 60 to 70% of your maximum effort. Do this in the fourth week of each month. Do some yoga or stretching at least once a week. Sauna or steam room at least once a week. Low-intensity swimming, easy sessions, 60 to 70% of your maximum effort. Contrast bath therapy. Alternate cold water, 10 to 15 degrees Celsius or 50 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit, and hot water, 38 to 40 degrees Celsius or 100 to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, immersions for 1 to 5 minutes each for a 20 to 30 minute period at least once a week. Get a massage once a week. Recovery nutrition. Get adequate sleep at night and take a nap in the afternoon. Spiritual recovery strategies. It does good also to take walks out of doors, that our spirits may be raised and refreshed by the open air and fresh breeze. Sometimes we gain strength by driving in a carriage, by travel, by change of air, or by social meals and a more generous allowance of wine. Seneca. Spend time in solitude to reflect or journal daily. Take a walk daily. Write 3 things you are grateful for daily. Bask in the sun daily. Around 9 a.m. is the best time for this. Keep human. Get out of the house, see people, spend time with family and friends. Walk barefoot on the grass or beach daily if you can. Watch sunsets daily. Perhaps even have a light dinner while you do so. Spend time in nature at least once a week. Treat yourself. Book a room at a fancy hotel. Go to a wonderful restaurant. Get tickets to the opera, theater, or concert. Go to a museum. Buy some beautiful flowers. Travel to new places at least once every 3 months. Work in cycles. When he worked, he really worked. But when he played, he really played. Dr. Seuss. You should know by now that working 24/7 will deplete your energy. Titans, like professional athletes, alternate short cycles of intense performance with cycles of recovery. Both cycles are equally important and necessary, not only to survive, but also to thrive. Titans work more than average, but also rest more than average. Remember this, and you'll be well on your way to becoming a Titan. Do like professional athletes. Balance your game day with periods of rest. To know exactly how much work and how much recovery is often a difficult judgment call. You will have to try what works better for you. Here are some Titan strategies. Work 25-5. Work for 25 minutes and take a 5-minute break. Breathe, walk, have a snack. Work 50-10. Work for 50 minutes and take a 10-minute break. Breathe, walk, have a snack. Work 90-20. Work for 90 minutes and take a 20-minute break. Work out, longer walk, have a meal. Take a lunch hour. Savor your food. Don't just gulp it down. Sure, sometimes we must rush through our lunch hour, but don't make rushing your normal. Take a 20-minute nap or a 20-minute walk after lunch. You'll be ready to start all over again. More on this in a later chapter. Savor your dinner. Make it a form of meditation, if alone. Enjoy the conversations, if shared with loved ones. Whether alone or with loved ones, please don't watch TV while eating. Especially do not watch the news. All those wars and tragedies will not help you with digestion. Take a Titan rest day once a week, where you simply do nothing work-related. Remember, this doesn't mean lounging on the couch. Work for 3 months, take a week off. Sojourn into a different country for 3 months every 1 or 2 years. Relax. Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. Chinese proverb. Taking the time to unplug and recharge is critical for our mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. Many titans throughout history have used relaxation to boost their happiness, creativity, productivity, and overall health. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, Ludwig von Beethoven, Charles Darwin, Charles Dickens, Nelson Mandela, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Meryl Streep, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk. Thomas Jefferson said, "Leave all the afternoon for exercise and recreation, which are as necessary as reading. I will rather say more necessary because health is worth more than learning." William S. Burroughs said, "Your mind will answer most questions if you learn to relax and wait for the answer." And Jeff Bezos stated, "I like to putter in the morning, so I like to read the newspaper, have coffee, have breakfast with my kids before they go to school. My puttering time is very important to me." Here are some of the benefits of relaxing. Reduces stress, anxiety, and depression. Improves overall health. Increases productivity and creativity. Boosts happiness. Improves communication. Walking meetings. Take a day off weekly. Take rest. A field that is rested gives a bountiful crop. Ovid. All major religions encourage it. Taking a rest day per week will provide you with a much-needed respite. Culturally speaking, Jewish people take the concept of rest very seriously. Sabbath comes every week, and religious Jews literally stop working for 24 hours, sundown to sundown. They do it for religious reasons. But studies have shown that taking a day off weekly is titan for your health and productivity. Eckhart Tolle said, "The simple reason why the majority of scientists are not creative is not because they don't know how to think, but because they don't know how to stop thinking." So, if you want to be a titan, take at least a day off each week. Here are some of its benefits. Reduces negative stress and allow you to recover from positive stress you constantly push yourself through. Reduces inflammation and the risk of heart disease. Boosts your immune system. Restores physical, mental, and spiritual energies. Brings the opportunity to connect with your loved ones. Titan recreation. "I don't think of work as work and play as play. It's all living." Richard Branson. Titans know the importance of titan recreation to have a titan life. Oprah Winfrey likes gardening. Richard Branson plays chess. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett play bridge. Buffett also plays the ukulele. Larry Ellison likes sailing. Meryl Streep likes knitting. Don't wait to have fun or travel until you retire. Celebrate life while you climb up the mountaintop. Build a system to ensure that each week you have some adventure and fun. Make time for titan recreation. Practice a hobby. Go see a movie. Get a massage. Go to your favorite bookstore. Read an interesting book. Go to new places. Try some new food. Learn a new skill. Go to a museum. Be a kid again. Human life goes in cycles of work and play, of tension and relaxation. As Miguel de Cervantes wrote, "The bow cannot always stand bent, nor can human frailty subsist without some lawful recreation." What's the point of realizing your titan goals if you haven't had time to have fun? Life is a giant adventure. Enjoy it. The person who experiences the most wins. At the end of your life, it won't be the Rolls Royces, but the experiences that will stay with you. Take vacations, really. When you go on vacation, your routine is interrupted. The places you go and the new people you meet can inspire you in unexpected ways. Richard Branson. Most people are not growing because their brain is suffering from overstimulation. Research has proven that long periods of work without vacation can lead to reduced productivity, diminished creativity, and strained relationships. Contrary to popular belief, Titans take time off. William James said, "Every man who possibly can should force himself to a holiday of a full month in a year, whether he feels like taking it or not." Richard Branson said, "I make sure that I disconnect by leaving my smartphone at home or in the hotel room for as long as possible, days if I can, and bringing a notepad and pen with me instead. Freed from the daily stresses of my working life, I find that I am more likely to have new insights into old problems and other flashes of inspiration." And Red Hastings, who publicly announced that he takes 6 weeks of vacation a year because it's important for work-life balance, said, "It is helpful. You often do your best thinking when you're off hiking in some mountain or something. You get a different perspective on things." Don't wait for retirement to take some time off. Aim to distribute mini-retirements throughout life. You not only need time to recover and bond with your family, but also you will get your Titan ideas about your professional and personal lives while you are vacationing. Did you finish your Titan project? Celebrate with your family. Take them on a trip. Travel. He who returns from a journey is not the same as he who left. Chinese proverb. Traveling is one of the secrets to becoming a Titan. Many Titans throughout history have used traveling to disrupt who they were yesterday. Socrates stated, "I'm from the world, not from Athens." Augustine of Hippo said, "The world is a book, and those who don't travel only read one page." Seneca stated, "Travel and change of place impart new vigor to the mind." And Dalai Lama said, "Once a year, go someplace you've never been before." By exposing yourself to different cultures, different foods, and different ways of operating, you will realize that no country by itself has all the answers. There is no perfect country out there. Every country has some Titan aspects and some not so Titan. By embracing all the Titan aspects from all different cultures around the world, you get to form your own culture back home. Feel as comfortable in Tokyo, Delhi, and Madrid as you feel back home. Meet new interesting people, new cultures, new foods. Become a citizen of the world. Realize that we are all connected by our humanity. Don't wait to travel until you retire. Do it now, while you're still young. If you are concerned about the cost of traveling, know that traveling is the only thing you buy that makes you richer. Try backpacking instead. When you travel, your perspective is altered so that you see the world through someone else's eyes. This is called empathy. And with more empathy in the world, we would solve most of today's world problems.